You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest South Park news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for South Park.
I'm going down south, I'm gonna have myself time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation.
Oh, nice.
South, I'm gonna leave my woes behind.
Michelle, are you ready for a Broadway bro down?
And on up south, I'm gonna
Bra.
What, bra?
Don't
disrespect, bra.
Bra. No disrespect, bra. Respect.
I respect you, bra.
Bra. All right. Let's have some drinks.
Let's have a bro out.
That's right. What an amazing episode. For those of you listening, I am Phil Svitek, and I'm joined by only Michelle Macedo, but hey.
Hey,
come on. Jack Waz and John Barrett are missing from the lineup, which probably means we'll be much more on topic and not as, you know what?
Offensive? We might still be offensive, but...
Well, you know what? We probably will be.
Maybe it won't be so directed and poignant.
Yes. All right. It's great that I'm joined by an actor. You're not a musical theater actor per se, but you've hung around with those kids enough. So you'll be able to offer an awesome perspective. And so
I have been in musicals.
Okay. So. Do they teach guys and girls the subtext? Like, do they like say, all right, all the girls over here, and they teach you like, hey, this play is about such and such?
Subtext. Oh, wow. This is from West Side Story, this song.
Is it? Tell us more.
Well, think about musicals and all plays.
Oh, he's coming. It's like he's, you know, it's telling the woman like, oh, oh yes.
Wow.
Go.
Especially
go,
in
go,
that time.
Go.
They
go,
don't even
go.
Show the sex scene in that. They just show them starting to kiss and then them like, her like getting dressed up again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Win this play. I mean, it's, if there is the subtext of blowjobs, it snuck right under the radar.
Well, again, the whole point is that you're trying to sneak it. You can't see it. It's subliminal.
Well, I believe that the actor's job is subtext, along with many other things.
Mm-hmm.
It is subtext. With musicals, in my opinion, they have a really hard objective, and that is to
they do
feel
have a hard
so,
objective.
That's to feel so moved by emotion that they have to break out into song, which like I just feel like
it relates to kind of the struggle of the female, where it's like you have to move her and galvanize her to give you that awesome blowjob.
But if we're talking about movement, there's also movement with the male too. I think that
well, yes, he's getting the orgasm. See how it works. I'm teaching
right,
you the
that's
subtext.
What I'm saying. Oh, okay. So where were you in all the acting classes?
I didn't take acting classes.
You know what? Actually, with musicals, they are about such like seemingly... most of them are about, excluding the ones today, seemingly wholesome topics. But... there's a lot of sex in musicals. They dress everybody up in like tight little things and like have them dance and do like you know, sketchy little dances. And it really is really sexual, sneaking it under the radar. So I would agree that musicals are very sexual.
What are some of the hottest musicals one must see?
Sexiest, like most sex.
No, like you're guaranteed. Well, sure, like you're guaranteed to get like an hour blowjob.
I don't know which would guarantee me an hour blowjob.
Chicago.
Oh yeah, Chicago for sure.
Chicago.
Chicago, definitely. That's a really good one.
Okay. What's the one? Is it with Bruce Springsteen music? That Lea Michele was in.
Oh, that. Spring Awakening. Yes. Yes, that's all about sex. That's what it's about.
Spring Awakening.
Yeah.
That is what it's about. It's a play, okay, that was written in the 1800s, and then this guy totally redid it, but in a musical form, and it's super hip and really modern, and it's all about how basically these kids like didn't know anything about sex, and then they had it, and then they like had babies and were confused. And no one ever told them what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's their awakening to their sexuality.
I gotta say, I mean, even though Randy's wasn't subtextualized, I loved his songs.
Randy?
Randy, yes. His musical. The Blue Splooge Ice Queen, or whatever.
Oh, the Splooge something, Blowjob Queen.
Yes.
It really looked like Sunday in the Park with George. And I don't even try to go see musicals. This is just like from friends.
Giving
and stuff.
A blowjob is from your heart.
So get down on your knees.
And show
work
me
that heart or something.
Yeah, and show me the love.
That's gross.
That's awesome.
It's gross. But it's always, you know what? Musicals are always a crowd pleaser. Musicals sell out. I don't know what it is. Straight plays never sell out. Mm-hmm. Lose mine don't. But musicals, super popular. I think that's probably why. I don't know.
Now,
you went to a musical one time, right? How did you feel afterwards?
I think I got a blowjob.
Did you?
I did.
Well, look at that.
There you go.
Like that night or eventually.
Not night, I think we need like a ring, you know, like in sports. Ding, 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 you know. Because I think South Park proved it right.
South Park did have a point. Also, they had a point on many things, one being that the new Spider-Man musical, which costs like a bajillion trillion dollars, and a bunch of people were hired and then dropped from the project, including Julie Taymor, and it was a big deal. And Spider-Man fell in the audience, and it's like an epic fail. No one even knows what it's about. It's just like crazy. I don't know what it could be about, but it's like the joke. So he goes and ruins musicals.
Wait, so
by
dressing
up as Spider-Man.
I assume, like, did they take the movie, the first Spider-Man, and turn it into a musical?
We don't know.
Why don't you know?
I don't even know if it's come back out again. I know that they had to go back and fix it.
No, actually, I think it's based off the original comic book. And they did redo it, revamp it, and now it's supposedly amazing.
Is really? Topher Grace the guy?
No.
No.
Or Tobey Maguire?
In the movie.
It's some, like, English kid.
Oh, awesome.
You should do some research on that.
Well, you know, there's some subtext there. Things, you know, white crap coming out of his things.
Ew. But that's true. But, you know, just like fairy tales have all that. I read once the, like, original versions of all fairy tales, and they're all really sexual. People
are just
sexual.
Don't the fairies dance around like naked guys?
What? In Slovakia, we don't have those fairy tales. Is that just a European
subtext.
Thing? Okay. Well,
subtext.
Got it. But Spider-Man was the subtext of, it was the metaphor that ruined Broadway.
Mm-hmm. And what saved Broadway? The Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon, which is also about blowjobs.
I'm sure it is, actually. I have yet to see this. I gotta go on iTunes and download this music.
I know. I really want to see it. Do you want to take me to see it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You know, I always wonder how they get so many people to go to musicals.
Blowjobs.
That must be it.
I mean, you know what? Maybe, like, this is... It's kind of ironic that you watch because it's mainly guys that watch this, and I think it was them telling guys, like, you know what? Take your girl to go see a musical.
You think it's mainly guys watching this? Perhaps. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Because, you know, all the girls love this kind of humor, especially including your sister, who's like, oh, my God, this show degrades women.
No, she loves the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You were putting words into everybody's mouths rather than dicks into your mouth.
Well, she's putting a lot. She's putting something else in her mouth, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. No.
She saw the musical just...
Ew, stop it. Ew, you're gross.
Uh-huh. All right, let's get on to pussy vegans.
Oh, no.
Can we talk about our friend Ian, who used to be a pussy
Ian
vegan?
Ian Kaiser, I was going to say, he used to be?
Used to be.
He's not anymore?
He's now a pussy vegetarian.
Don't say shit about my sister.
Your sister goes to musicals and then gives blowjobs. It's
Ew.
Just whatever you...
You're... Okay. You're just saying that because you've been on the knees end one too many times.
I don't know what that means. All right. Pussy vegans.
Okay.
Go ahead. I think I'm going to go off on a complaint about that I have about the vegans. And it's the fact that if you want to be vegan, for me, fine, whatever. Just stop trying to make tofu hot dogs and tofu burgers and tofu all this and beef and broccoli and all this other crap. Just, if you're going to eat a carrot, just eat a damn carrot, okay? Stop trying to emulate all the other crap.
You know, I have some friends that are vegans, and I don't know how they do it.
That's F them.
Really hard, okay?
They're retarded.
Okay.
Literally.
Interesting opinion. It doesn't affect me. Ever. It just sucks for them. I mean, but they like it, whatever. But actually, I've had ribs, tofu ribs, that are really good. I've also had really bad tofu stuff.
So there
like
you
tofurkey.
Go. Okay, so that's the problem I have. Like, just man up and just eat something that just, if you're gonna eat lettuce, just eat damn lettuce. Like, it's okay. Just stop with the tofu hot dogs.
I have to agree with Phil. But the worst thing is Morningstar fake bacon.
Ooh, yeah, fake bacon sucks.
It's like you can sit there and say that the pig is the dirtiest animal and that's why you don't eat it, yet you want to taste it.
Yeah, that's exactly, like stop trying to taste the meat. You want the damn meat. Or you know what? Maybe go to a damn musical and go suck a cock. I don't know.
I guess it's like a psychological thing. I don't know. I can't imagine being vegan one time to get someone to go out with me on a date. I told them I was vegan because that person was vegan. And then we went to a restaurant and I made a mistake and I ordered a latte, which has milk in it, which vegans don't drink.
They don't drink. You know what? There's an awesome vegan place in Boston that Ian took me to. And again, why? Because it didn't try to be fake about
Boston
its veganness.
Boston has a lot of vegans. Which vegan place?
It was in the North End.
Oh, interesting. The North End, the best neighborhood in Boston.
Mm-hmm. And again, it just was food. It wasn't tofu crap. It wasn't any of that crap.
So what did you eat?
I ate awesome, like, soup. I ate, you know, just awesome crap. And,
So, Jesse and Phil, you don't want fake bacon?
No.
Yeah. That sounds like it would be pretty gross.
It would be, you know? So, there's my word of advice. If you want some meat, go to a musical and go suck a cock.
Interesting. Sausage fest.
Mm-hmm.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
There you go.
Which is usually what this show is. It no longer is a sausage fest tonight, which is I'm feeling strangely unoppressed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode has a lot of metaphors
for subtext.
The vegan metaphors, which has subtext. The metaphors have the subtext are within the metaphors. So, anyway, I think that the vegans wearing the life jackets, I think that that is a good point. Well, how people get really freaked out. It's just like people who are germophobic. Like, I get why, you know, but then they go to, like, such extreme lengths. Like, the dad was yelling at Shelley about meat and why he's vegan and all that stuff.
Are you listening to something in your headphones?
Yes. It's...
The hell is that?
South Park.
Is it?
Yeah.
In our headphones?
Yeah.
Interesting. Fair enough. Okay. All right. Good point. Good point, Shelley. Randy. Great.
Did you hear my point?
No.
Didn't? Yeah.
I'm hearing South Park in my head.
That was in the... Okay.
Like, I'm hearing South Park in my headphones.
Okay. You could use that as an excuse. That's totally fine.
Well, you're just a vegan pussy. And on that note...
Interesting. Well, can I finish?
Sure.
Okay.
You can finish.
Fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes you just gotta go and you just gotta eat the meat. Or not, I mean, or you just gotta go and you gotta... Fuck you.
Jesse, let's go to a commercial!
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy... Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out. That wig.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Bro. Bro. Bro.
Bro.
Bro.
Bro.
So why don't we hop into predictions? This episode was not at all what we had expected, but I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot too.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
So, in a perfect world, what would you like to see next week?
The Book of Mormon.
Yeah. Okay, like literally on South Park or just
no. Just next week. Oh, awesome. I think that I want to see Sound of Music for some weird reason. In Austria, they have the Sound of Music tour.
I see.
And obviously Andrew Lloyd Webber and all of the amazing, famous playwrights of Brass.
Mm-hmm. I would like to, let's see, what's kind of topical that I'd like to see? I think the Wall Street thing.
What Wall Street thing?
Occupy.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't hit that.
I think they will. I think could. I don't know. It just gets better and better.
It does.
So, all right, you want to sing a musical?
I don't.
You're a musician.
Really. We'll see. That's what everyone thinks.
But. How about you give us a quick plug for your music, but you have to sing it?
Sing the plug?
Yes.
Okay, go to macedomusic.com.
That's not singing.
And check out Flags and Boxes.
Go to macedomusic.com.
You can sing it.
Or buy it on iTunes.
Cool.
And when you do, you can play it for your girlfriends, and she'll give you a blowjob.
There are subliminal messages for blowjobs.
Yes. Once again, that's Macedo on iTunes.
But it's oral sex both ways.
There you go. And on that note, thank you for listening. Thank you, as always. You know, hopefully we kept it on par with our nonsense. Right? Jack would be proud?
I don't know. He'd probably verbally abuse us right about now. But in the spirit of it, fuck you.
Fuck you, vegan pussies. All right, Jesse, take us out of here.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
No.
Buzz you later. We didn't talk about the kid. Should have talked about the kid.
I know. If you let me finish, making my point, that's what I was going to talk about. The lifesavers, life jackets, and then we would talk about the kid. But you just cut me off in the middle of a sentence, and the show moved on.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.